For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Steve Stearns is an acclaimed novelist who resides in upstate New York, but in many ways he is very much a Memphis writer. For one, he was born and raised here. For another, several of his books, including his latest, are set in one particular Memphis neighborhood. Today, Steve Stearns is with us to talk about his new book called The Pinch. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Steve, most Memphians today think of the Pinch District, which is just across from the pyramid, as a kind of no man's land, more vacant lots than buildings. But for you, this area has a special significance. Tell us about that.
Well, it was for a generation an East European Jewish ghetto neighborhood. I grew up in Memphis without any knowledge that there had been such a place. It really wasn't until I was in my mid-30s that I had a job working for the Southern Folklore Center, and I began interviewing pawnbrokers, you know, old guys mostly, and you know, when I discovered that they had all grown up in this place they call the Pinch. And I went there, and it was mostly, you know, sort of tumbleweed and three-legged dogs and, you know, drunks talking to God. And I thought, well, you know, how could this be, this wasteland? But the more I interviewed them, the place, which was so barren, began to kind of reconstitute itself in my imagination. You know, suddenly blighted North Main Street kind of came alive. And it, at the time, it had, for me, a sort of taint of destiny. You know, I thought, oh boy, I'm hauling the Titanic up from the bottom of the sea, and look, everyone's still alive. And
you've been writing about this place in different stories since the 1980s. What brings you back to it?
A question I often ask myself. I have really vivid recurring dreams in which the Pinch is revitalized, and so vivid, in fact, that whenever I come to Memphis, I make a beeline down there to see if maybe it's come true. And the fact is, you know, it kind of breaks my heart every time. So I think that's part of the motivation for reinventing the place, you know, is to keep it alive.
Well, I think it's interesting that you, living in Saratoga, New York, you probably spend more time in the Pinch District via your imagination than anyone who actually lives or works there.
I admit it, it's a shock to come back. You know, it's a place that I inhabit in my imagination pretty comfortably now, and you know, personalities are there, and you know, the shops and the Market Street synagogue and the Market Square Park with the tree that everyone used to sleep under, you know, on summer nights when the apartments over the shops were ovens. And you know, then I come back and it's still pretty desolate, you know.
Your book, The Pinch, is fiction, but it's also really steeped in Memphis history. And there's so many great little details, and there's so much set dressing. What does the role of history play in your books?
I look for history to anchor the narratives, but I also kind of reserve the right to take liberties and play fast and loose.
But you do set this book against some real historical backdrops that occurred in Memphis.
Right.
The one that comes to mind is the sanitation workers' strike. Was that something that you had been thinking about when you sat down to write the book?
Yeah, and you know, that was a very dramatic, maybe the most dramatic time of my youth, being here in Memphis during an event that turned out to have much more historical consequence than anyone, you know, and certainly that I realized at the time. I think it's probably, it was a watershed moment. And, you know, there have been a lot of years since and a lot of changes in the city, but I also think in some ways it stopped the city cold.
Here's a question I think a lot of Memphis writers would like to know. Do you feel that being away from Memphis helps to write about Memphis?
You know, I think that in Memphis, it was always very easy for me to pretend I was away from Memphis. And the truth is, in some ways, Memphis is more immediate for me when I am away from it. So maybe that is a way of saying, yeah, it's easier to write about.
Steve Stern, have you ever thought about moving to the Pinch District because the place could really use a resident?
Well, you know, for a fee. You know, the kind of author in residence of, you know, North Main Street, and, you know, with a long white beard, and I walk the streets talking to God with my three-legged dog.
Well, hopefully your book inspires some new interest in that locality. Steve, it was a pleasure having you today.
Oh, it's lovely talking to you.
Steve Stern is the author of The Pinch, a new novel available now. You can meet the author tonight from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Burke's Bookstore on Cooper Street.
You quit me, pretty mama, 'cause you couldn't be my boss, but a rolling stone don't gather no moss. You may leave, but this'll bring you back.